The verse is an urgent call to us all to repent of our sin and seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near. Spurgeon said, "We believe that God sends all pestilences, let them come how they may, and that he sends them with a purpose. Let them be removed in whatever way they may. And we conceive that it is our business as ministers of God to call the people's attention to God in the disease and teach them the lesson which God would have them learn. I am not among those, as you know," Spurgeon continues, "who believe that every affliction is a judgment upon the particular person to whom it occurs. We perceive that in this world the best of men often endure the most of suffering, and that the worst of men frequently escape. And therefore we do not believe in judgments to particular persons, except in extraordinary cases. But we do nevertheless very firmly believe that there are national judgments, and that national sins provoke national chastisements. As to individuals, their punishment or reward is reserved for the next state. But nations will not exist in the next world. There is no such thing as a judgment of nations as such at the last great day. That will be the judgment of individuals, one by one. The trial and punishment of nations takes place in this state, and it is here that we are to look for the judgment of God upon national sin." Spurgeon's right. This verse is a national plague. It is not directed against individuals. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to be judged in the body individually. A pestilence is a judgment upon a people. And a worldwide pestilence is a judgment upon the nations. This virus, whatever else it is a call to the peoples to turn to God, to humble themselves, to put on sackcloth and ashes, and to repent, and to open up their hearts and minds to the gospel, and to embrace the Savior Jesus Christ, who heals us of the most deadly and terrible virus of all, the virus of sin, and who also can heal our bodily diseases and intervene in our lands and in our nations.